welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, are you getting these ideas for Valentine's Day and for a romantic getaway? You're taking notes, right?
I'm definitely taking notes. And if it's like any of the other shows on Georgia Outdoors, it's going to be a great event.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I love all the teasers that she's giving us. So, everyone, you will need to tune in on February the 11th at 8 p.m. on GPB. And she's still with us because, Sharon, I have more questions for you because I know you know Georgia. I love Georgia. I'm a Georgia girl. I was born and raised here. And there's so many fantastic places to go, really year-round. And you can take the romance out of February and just have a romantic getaway really any time of the year. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And you know, I think a lot of Georgians forget that we have everything in this state. You have canyons where you can camp out in a yurt or in a primitive camping facility. We have Okefenokee Swamp. We have the coast, which is full of opportunities. And we have North Georgia where there are waterfalls like you wouldn't believe. People forget that Georgia has a lot of waterfalls and beautiful streams and creeks that are crystal clear. A lot of states cannot say that. You know, we've kind of got it all.
It really is a very diverse state. And like you mentioned, I mean, if you want the mountains, you can have that. If you want the coastal area, you can have that. And also, too, just right in the middle of the state, there's so many great cities and so many great areas to visit as well.
And I mean,
true. Go ahead.
I mean, your show is just a great show. You give great cinematography. You talk about the land, the geography of the land, the history of the people with it. And you can get so much information from watching the series that you've done.
Well, thank you so much. It is a labor of love, I can tell you that.
And I have to ask you, Sharon, do you have a favorite show or a favorite destination that you've covered?
You know, I guess my favorite show would have to be the one I did on loggerhead turtles. We spent most of our time on Ossabaw Island, which is a private island. And to see these huge turtles that have managed to swim away as little babies and basically circle the ocean and come back to where they were born and then struggle up the beach. And, I mean, they weigh about the same thing a refrigerator weighs. So they labor up the beach. They dig this deep hole, deposit about 100 eggs, and crawl back. And I was actually on my belly next to a biologist as one of these turtles was burying the eggs. I had sand in my ears for gosh, days. but, oh, what an experience, because they kind of go into a trance. And I just thought, you know, these animals we have, it just breaks my heart sometimes to think that they don't make it. But the more awareness we bring, it's like the biologist, you know, they get tears in their eyes when they're burying the eggs. And I said, oh, she's crying. And Mark Dodd said, no, that's just to keep the sand out. And I said, it is not. She's crying.
She's crying. I think I would have said the same thing, too, if I had been there.
Yeah. But some of the places that I go, I mean, just walking up, you know, hiking up and finding a secret waterfall that is not on any map or any path. It's just you have to know somebody who knows where it is. Discoveries like that just thrill me.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, just exploring those things that are really unknown or just almost secret places and exposing them to the rest of us. Now, I have to tell you, one of my favorite shows of yours was when you were going down the Altamaha River. You were in the kayak.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites, too. What an experience.
I loved that show. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I had this idea to go down the Altamaha because I thought, first of all, most people don't know how to say it, so there's a start. But it was a little more dicey than I had planned on because there was a really bad storm system that was right behind us, and we thought that we had missed it, but we got out into, once we went down the Altamaha, and we were on kayaks going through, you know, there's really a jungle down in the base of the Altamaha with these huge cypress trees, just beautiful places. And I know this will creep some people out, but, you know, there are snakes up in the trees, but they're not going to bother you. And then we got out into the Altamaha Sound and spent the night on a shrimp boat, and we barely made it to cover. We were, all of a sudden, this storm was at our backs. And that was a little unexpected adventure. But what a beautiful river. What beautiful property along the banks. It is a treasure. It is a Georgia treasure that luckily is the state has moved along with organizations like the Nature Conservancy to protect. Because, I mean, like I said, some of these cypress trees, I think the only reason that the loggers didn't take them out years and years and years ago is they couldn't get them out.
They couldn't get them out of there, yeah.
Yeah, but oh, what a beautiful, beautiful journey.
I want to do that journey. That is definitely high on my list of things to do. I was just fascinated. It was like I was right there with you. I was going right along with you. Maybe not on the kayak. I was thinking of myself on a larger boat or something. But I was right there with you.
Can I talk you into going out and getting some bats with me again? I loved playing with the bats, too.
Yeah, that was interesting to see the bats as well.
Yeah, people think that they're going to get caught up in your hair, and they were flying all around my head, and not once did I get bumped. I could feel them, you know, just the wind of them flying by, but I think I went into the wrong profession. I should have been a biologist. I just love picking things up and discovering things and, you know, burying your hand down in moss at the top of a mountain bog. I don't know. Maybe I'm a tomboy.
I kind of agree with you, but I think you'll touch more people with what you do than any biologist would as many hours they spend in the field.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill. I take that as a great compliment from you because I know you are a very smart guy.
Well, I agree with him because I think your love of it does come through on the show, and you are exposing us to things that we would not have the opportunity to do or may not be brave enough to do as well. So we definitely enjoy the show for that reason. Now, Cheryl, we're coming down to the end of this segment, so I want them to watch the show on February 11th at 8 p.m. So anything else? Is there a website or anything like that that you want to let our listeners know about?
You can go to our Georgia Public Broadcasting website, and we're trying to, I think what we're going to do is get a special designated website that it'll be something like romance@gpb.org. And I will get that information to you, Anita, just so you have it. And if you want to use it and give people that, pass on that information. And that way people who say, Sharon Collins, you do not know what romance is about. You need to go here instead. That way they can weigh in. We hope to get a lot of feedback.
Well, I love that idea with the listeners and the viewers sharing what their favorite spots are, too, for romance around the state of Georgia, because Georgia is filled with them. I am sure of that. So, Sharon, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you on February 11th at 8 p.m. on the show.
Great. And you guys have to let me know what you think. Promise.
I definitely will. We'll give you some feedback. So thanks a lot.
Okay. Great talking with both of you.
Great
talking with
you as well. The show is brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia News Talk, AM550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't.